Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Lance Briggs.
Johnson is leveled by Lance Briggs.
Former Bears All-Pro linebacker.
He can diagnose plays so fast, and before you know it, he's there before you can get to him.
Hand off, and the back is put down, and it's Lance Briggs.
Breaking down the Bears.
It's right into the hands of Briggs, and Briggs is going.
Bam Briggs, 10, 5, end zone, touchdown. Unbelievable.
Bears legend.
El Boogie with a sack.
I played alongside this beast for 10 years. He made me a better player because if I didn't play well, he'd make all the plays and I'd just be a guy out there.
End zone! Touchdown, Bears! Unbelievable! El Boogie dances in!
Lance Briggs with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
How about a little Lance Briggs, brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buy FordNow.com. He can be found on Twitter at Lance Briggs, part of the Football After Show on NBC Sportsnet Chicago, and he joins us now for his Bears Monday hit with us on The Score. Lance, how are you?
I'm good, fellas. How you doing?
Good. So was Aaron Rodgers bad because the Bears defense was good, or was Aaron Rodgers bad because Aaron Rodgers was bad?
I believe that each quarterback the Bears play are going to look not as good as they normally do because the Bears defense is that good. Now, so I don't think it's just Aaron Rodgers. Last week, a week ago, it was Jared Goff. This week, it was Aaron Rodgers. You know, there's something going on with Aaron Rodgers as well because he was throwing passes that were off. He was overthrowing guys, and that's not like him, especially guys that were open. So, you know, maybe there's a little bit more to it, but I tell you what, the Bears defense definitely makes quarterbacks look bad.
I tell you what, they stand up to when their offense either turns it over on downs or doesn't get a handoff set. They stop drives from coming back the other way. I don't know what you thought of Vic Fangio's scheme to go attack Aaron Rodgers this week versus week one, but I thought I saw something much better executed. I wonder what you thought about the attack pattern for some of those linebackers and for some of those defensive linemen.
Well, I mean, of course, I like his scheme and his game plan. You know, the Packers, they tried to do a little bit of the quick passing, and it wasn't effective. You know, when it's not effective, you have to go back to get, you know, our pass rush. The Bears pass rush was able to get to Aaron Rodgers.
You want to go see Lance Briggs? You got two chances this week. The Miller Lite Top Draft broadcast has two stops. Tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 115 Bourbon Street. Love that place.
I believe nice spot.
It's an important
good spot.
Yeah,
good
spot for you. And on Thursday, the Miller Lite Top Draft broadcast will take Holmes and Briggs to the Iron Horse Bar and Grill in Algonquin. So you can stop by, watch the broadcast, enter for a chance to win Bears tickets, take home score prizes. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. It amazed me, Lance, when we saw Khalil Mack sack a quarterback with his ass. I have never in my life. I've watched football. I mean, any level of football. Now we've got every video of every high school game. I've never seen. He wasn't pushed into him. It wasn't accidental. He realized he was turned backwards and made the most out of it.
You know, he's an athlete. You know, at the end of the day, he knew where Aaron Rodgers was. He knew that he had a piece of his body on Aaron Rodgers. And sometimes, fellas, it's by any means necessary. By any means necessary. Oh.
You
sorry.
Right? Are you okay?
Yeah,
you
all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah.
Did you just, like, run over a toddler or something? Is everything okay?
I just avoided a big crash.
Okay.
I just avoided a big crash.
Good. I'm glad.
Yes.
And you kept it clean for radio. That's multitasking, Lance.
What? You're right.
Describe for me the feeling that a lot of these guys have in the locker room after a game like that. What was it? What was the foremost thought in your head when you had locked up your first playoff appearance as an NFL player?
Man, I tell you what, I wanted to grab that hat. I wanted to, you know, Tony Medlin, you know, he was hoarding the hats, and we were all trying to grab it from him. you know, and we're like, Tony, give us those hats, you know, and then finally, you know, he would release the hats, you know, when Lovey gave him the okay. It's a fantastic feeling, not only securing your playoff spot, but knocking the Packers out at the same time out of the playoffs. That's as sweet as you here in Chicago.
Release the hats, and out they come. What's the mentality of a defense and the way it operated yesterday to bail out an offense when things are starting to go sideways a little bit? The fumble, the fake punt, knowing that the defense, like, all right, no worries, we got this, and they can sort of make it not matter just because they were slowly squeezing the life out of the opponent.
Well, it's a familiar story for us here in Chicago. We get that. The thing that bothers me as a former defensive guy, you know, for the Bears is, you know, there are decisions that are made that defensively we'll go out there, you know, and I saw Akeem Hicks sprint out there and say, let's go, you know, regardless of the situation, let's go, and I love that. But let's try to help our defense out as much as we possibly can. Let's do it, you know what I mean? And the fake punt in that situation didn't make any sense to me. You know, getting cute on third and short didn't make a lot of sense to me. Maggie said, this is our team. We're going to keep doing it. You know, that's fine, whatever. But, you know, it there comes a time where down the stretch in the playoffs where, you know, some good team may get lucky against our defense, you know, and while we'll be ready for the task, we'll be up for the task. Somebody might get lucky, you know, and make a play after a sudden change or we don't get a third and short. So, you know, I just sometimes, you know, playing with fire, sometimes you can play with fire, you're going to get burned. So you got to be careful with that.
How impactful is it to you that Mitch had the clean game he did yesterday after his worst of the season against the Rams?
It was positive. After the Rams game, I kind of said, I don't see him having a game as this bad forward. And at least, you know, today or yesterday, it was a game where it proved, yeah, he did at least took a step forward and not a step backward.
So from here on in, Matt Nagy earlier today with Mully and Haw said they're trying to win games. They are not at a point where they're going to just coast and say, okay, it's probably the third seed, and they're going to start resting guys, that they want to stay in win mode as they head to San Francisco. Do you want to see – you said good?
Yeah, which you should. You should say there should be no coasting. You know, and you have right now, you have Eddie Jackson, who's probably going to be down for the next 2 weeks. And so Deion Bush, you know, Aaron Lynch probably may or may not be in that lineup. You know, so Robertson Harris, there are guys that are in that lineup now. Sherrick McManus, there are guys in that lineup now that need to fill in some shoes, you know, and play bigger roles on that defense to help and not only help the team win, but to show that we have strength in our depth. So there's a lot of things that need to happen. Our offense needs to get sharper, be sharper, you know, put more points on the board, and our defense needs to continue to be the stalwart that it is.
So a couple of trick plays, or one trick play and a fake punt aside, do you feel as though the offense, like the play calling, the scheme, the gear that they're in has changed some since, I don't know, halftime of the Rams game? And do you think that it's something that can stay in that gear and still win games the way they did yesterday?
Well, I like the idea of them moving to focusing on running the ball a bit more. I think that's one of the things that's going to help push this team into championship mode and make sure that we have opportunities to win, you know, these last two games and into the playoffs. Some of the decision-making, I think, you know, while it didn't cost us against this game, I think some of those risky decisions can be costly, you know, when playoffs are on the line, when it's win or go home, you know, we'll look at a fake punt that didn't make it, you know, and you know, Bears win or lose by 1 or 3 points, you know, that's going to hurt for a long time. So, you know, I think going into the playoffs, you know, making the right decision, the smart decision, is probably going to be what's best for the team.
Best run blocking I saw on one of the inside zone plays was indeed the Jordan Howard touchdown run, where everything fit. Everything was there just right. Why couldn't they keep doing that? Why was it still an uphill battle with so many of the inside zone runs? I mean, obviously you spring it on the goal line and everything works. Burton had a nice little seal on the back end of that, but they couldn't sustain that. Can this team win a Super Bowl without that kind of blocking the inside run?
Well, you got to remember this too. The Packers were fighting for a playoff spot, you know, for life, for playoff life still, you know, and so defensively, you know, it's you know, because we block something right one play doesn't mean that it's going to be blocked right every time, and they get paid on that side as well, you know, and so it's, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, that play was blocked extremely well. Jordan Howard, I think, was possibly nicked by a guy's finger on his way to the end zone. But again, you know, it's to me, running the ball is about commitment. And if you commit to it, then you're just going to have to chip away at it. And that's not the Bears' MO. You know, they are a Nagy coached offense, which is this super high powered type of scheme, that's trying to adjust right now to say protecting the golden goose, which is the defense.
Just how far has Roquan Smith come from his first game this season?
I mean, can we say how far he's come since Georgia? Because
sure,
he was doing all these things when he was at Georgia. You know, and this is what you expect from a player when you watch him play in college and you want to see that transition into the NFL. He's doing those things in 107 tackles. This guy is as advertised. So I think he's a guy that we can look forward to consistently making play after play after play for a lot of years. Him and Khalil Mack. They're setting the core.
We are talking with former Bears Pro Bowl linebacker Lance Briggs on a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on Bernstein and McKnight on The Score. You want to hang out with Lance? You can. You got two chances this week. Tomorrow night, the Miller Lite Top Draft Broadcast, 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park. And then Thursday night at the Iron Horse Bar and Grill in Algonquin. We had a conversation with Patrick Manley on Friday, and your name came up, Lance, and I had this in my notes to bring up with you. Because Patrick and we were talking about what players have to do, what NFL players have to do to get themselves in a headspace to go play a game at that intensity level, and that transformation that sometimes occurs where guys can almost go into a trance-like state or a fugue-like state where they take on a personality that is something other than human. He said, Manley said, everybody was like that except Lance Briggs. He said the only guy he's ever seen able to go play a football game and be absolutely the same guy before, during, after, without having to turn himself into a crazy person was Lance Briggs. Why is that?
I don't know. That's actually interesting that he said that. I think because I always had so much fun playing the game, and I'm not saying that I wasn't turning it on or turning it off, because I definitely, you know, there was that psycho Chiquita Duck case going on in my brain, you know, on every play, you know, and every collision, but, you know, it was just so much fun. I just enjoyed it so much. You know, I enjoyed watching guys make plays. I enjoyed my teammates. I enjoyed the rush. I enjoyed the violence. And I really enjoyed the crowd, you know, so I just, I don't know, man. It was one of those, I don't know. It's hard to explain. I wouldn't say that I didn't have that same mentality that the other guys did around me. I probably just was better at turning it on and off, faster than everybody else.
You mentioned the crowd. Do you ever remember Soldier Field looking, feeling, sounding quite like this? It's pretty intense right now.
Yeah, it's, you know, when the Bears are doing well, when the Bears are have given the city hope, the city turns on to it's just a whole other level, and everybody walks around with so much pride. You know, it's like they dust off this hat or this shirt that they weren't able to bring out for so long because their Green Bay Packer neighbors always get to brag about, you know, how good their Packers. Oh, their Packers are in the playoffs again. You know, but these Bears they're all under 30 years old, you know, and they're presenting a team that's given the city hope, not only just for this year, but for next year, the following year, and the following year. So now it's time for the Bears fans, all those Chicago fans, to come out and say, all right, you know, we get to pound our chest a little bit and say, hey, we have a team now.
Lance, great talking with you, man. Enjoy the Top Draft show with Lawrence this week.
Absolutely, guys. You guys are good.
That is Lance Briggs, the former Bears great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.